Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our panel discussion of tonight's lesson on spiritual growth, a very important lesson in our Bible concept series. So lots of things to talk about this evening. Brother Robert, lead us in a word of prayer.
Yeah, let's pray. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for, first of all, for the salvation that we have in Christ that gives us that new life. And thank you for this great process that you do in us, performing us, of causing us to grow into the likeness of Christ. And please help us that right now to clarify any issues that might need clarifying. To just put your words in our mouth, determine our topics here for us, and we just yield ourselves to you, Lord, asking your blessing in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think I'm going to set the record this evening for the shortest introduction thought that I've ever given.
Wow.
And my introductory thought tonight is our previous lessons talked about salvation. And the verse that I want to read is from John chapter 3 and verse 5. Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus, said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be..." Oh, excuse me, verse 3 is where I wanted to go. "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So from that, we get the idea of being born again.
Yeah, amen.
So when someone is born, they are a new creature. And what is the expectation after birth?
That's it.
That's it. That's my introduction. So we will flesh that out a little bit. What is the expectation after there's a new birth?
Thrive.
I'm sorry?
You want to thrive. You want to grow.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 1 Peter 2:2.
Yeah. Yeah.
As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
Absolutely.
That's the verse I was thinking of the whole time through here that really explains the whole process, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you use the term process. Brother Ron, are you prepared to put that slide up, if you wouldn't mind? Because I really appreciated this slide.
All right, that's a good one.
It's a very good slide. So we can go forward from there.
Well, I think that one of the things that John pointed out this evening is that with a baby, whether you're talking about a baby or a tomato plant, that if you give it the nutrition and give it the exercise and give it the environment, it'll grow. It'll just grow automatically.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really a good point for believers in Christ to keep in mind, is that I don't have to worry about doing the growth myself.
Yeah.
If I will get the inputs that God wants me to get, I will grow. Kind of reminds me of the song that we sing in children's chapel: "Read your Bible and pray every day, and you will grow, grow, grow." Don't read your Bible and forget to pray, and you will shrink, shrink, shrink. But the Lord grants the growth.
Yeah.
If we will put the right inputs.
Yeah. Yeah. A newborn has nothing to do with their beginning their life. I mean, it's the parents. It's the one who gave life to them that has everything to do with them moving forward. The Lord has placed newborns. The only human being human beings that existed that were fully mature at the beginning of their existence were Adam and Eve.
That's right.
Every other human being has begun as a newborn babe. And so that puts a lot of responsibility on those that handle this newborn, right?
Those processes are interesting. You know, I experienced the new birth when I was a turkey farmer. And this was this really gave me a lot of insights into it. I had the initial flush of Christian excitement and novelty in my life, newness of life, mm-hmm. while I was there on the turkey farm. And I had 12,000 birds at a time. You know, I had a lot of birds. And I had some cows, and I had a garden too, like John grew a garden, you know. And I got to see all of these growth processes in action. And it was so great to see it from a Christian, brand new eyes of a Christian. And I realized one thing with those turkeys, I couldn't make them grow. My living depended on their growing and become mature and selling them, you know. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't make them grow. I could provide the feed. I could provide the water. I could manage the atmosphere, the environment there, the turkey houses, you know, keep them the right temperature and the air fresh and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I could not make them grow. And I couldn't keep some of them from dying from diseases and things like that. I could treat to some extent. But I realized that very profoundly that what we're dealing with here is life that comes from God.
Amen.
And for us as Christians to realize we've just received eternal life from God, boy, I've got to take care of this. I have to cultivate it. I have to engage in these processes so that I really make the best possible use or the best possible application of this life from God, such a precious thing mm-hmm. that Christ died to provide for us and that God has created the whole universe so that we could be alive in His presence. And so that makes it where when you realize that I will grow if I'll get in line with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it right mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And if I get out of line with God, I'll be stagnated. And that would be a shame, a disaster for me personally, a shame to God. But if I just get in line with His process, I don't have to strain myself. You know, the turkeys, they never strained one bit to grow. But if everything was right, they grew.
Yeah.
14 weeks, they were ready to go. Hens weighed 14 pounds.
Yeah.
And if everything went right, you know, if everything was taken care of.
Yeah. You know, I think your example not only affects turkeys, it affects every form of life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Every form of life on this earth.
Exactly.
Its growth depends on God.
That's right. God is the life force of the universe. There's no other.
So there will be no growth of anything, plants, animals, people, except God give increase.
And the Scripture, in addition to telling us about growth, Christian growth from the standpoint of the I was going to say biological, but the spirological standpoint, but the Lord also... And the Scripture tells us the importance mm-hmm. of growing,
mm-hmm.
Why it matters whether we grow.
Yeah.
And he points out to us, as Brother John pointed out tonight, that as believers in Christ, we have a responsibility here. And that responsibility can only be fulfilled if we actually grow to become Christ-like. Because we have the responsibility to be ambassadors. And in our summer program that goes to Washington, D.C., the Leadership Training Institute of America, one of the things that we do is actually go to the embassies of different countries,
mm-hmm.
and we actually meet the ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the privilege to meet some of the embassy staff from the nation of Israel, mm-hmm. Macedonia, Panama, Mexico, other places, South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And one of the outstanding things about ambassadors from other countries is they do their best to make you want to come to their country.
Yeah.
They make their country sound really good, and they treat a visitor to the embassy there with such honor and respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. We've had them lay out whole tables full of food and drink and everything for us to sit and be refreshed and enjoy some food there while they would stand and talk to us about their country and talk about what a great place it was. And you're sitting there eating and drinking and thinking, man, I can't wait to go to Macedonia.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Absolutely.
But if Christians could think about ourselves as an ambassador of Christ, and we always want to put our best foot forward to show people what a wonderful thing it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ personally.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What a wonderful kingdom it is that we are a part of.
Yeah.
So that whenever people interact with us, they have a very positive impact. Yeah. for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a responsibility of someone who has been born again. You use the word responsibility to be that ambassador, to be a witness for Christ. Now, you know, I see a little baby back there on the back row being passed across. A newborn baby, they don't know much. They don't have a lot to work with as far as being that ambassador. Not right away. Even when you were an older man on the turkey farm, true, born again, there was much you didn't know. I was 25 years old when I was saved, and I'd been raised in the church. I've heard testimonies of brethren that were not raised in the church, but were saved, and now they don't have the history, they don't have the background, they don't understand a lot of things. So here's where I'm going with this. That responsibility, nonetheless, began right away to be a witness. And sometimes the best and only witness to other men that people have is their testimony.
That's right. Yeah, that's really important.
It's what happened to them.
Yeah, that's one of, of course, the great difference between turkeys and people is that we have a lot of control over the process.
Yeah. Yeah.
That our active participation in it furthers the process,
yeah,
and our negligence in that area causes the process to become stagnated and unproductive, and that's what's to be avoided. I think the single greatest factor for keeping a person in the discipline of wanting to grow, producing that desire that will produce the right actions, is a love and gratitude to God for what He's done.
Yeah.
And that's an essential part, really, of, yeah, staying in line, if you will,
yeah,
and of just considering the Lord and being in. If when you're in His Word, you can't help but admire Him for His goodness, and
yeah,
you can't help but reflect on what He's done to make it all possible for you. And so, you love and gratitude come natural, really,
yeah, yeah.
Naturally. And so it's a. I think that Christian growth is not a complicated or difficult thing if a person will just get in line with the Lord. Of course,
yeah,
there's a lot of holes to fall in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you use the term get in line, the term I think of is obedience.
Well, yes.
Be right. Obedient to what you know. God will give you enough.
And you know, that's a child's really only responsibility.
That's right.
When they're little.
That's right.
That is the first thing.
That's right.
Children obey your parents in the Lord.
When you consider the exercise element of growth, exercise often has to begin with a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
A commitment,
right,
to change,
yeah,
from what I used to be to what the Lord wants me to be.
Yeah.
And as a saved person, we are... We do have that emotional boost,
yeah,
of the joy of having our sins forgiven and having peace with God and all of the wonderful parts that go along with being saved.
Yeah.
But at some point, a person needs to make a commitment that I'm going to be the person God wants me to be.
Right.
I'm going to surrender to Him and truly let Him have control of my life.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
in everything, right, that I do, which is what Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 is all about. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God,
mm-hmm,
that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable, mm-hmm, unto God, and be not conformed to this world,
mm-hmm,
Mm-hmm. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that transformation begins with presenting our body a living sacrifice, having that initial experience of saying, okay, Lord, I am yours.
Yeah.
I am yours. I'm giving you my life to make of it what you will.
Yeah.
And that's a you know, repentance at the moment of salvation includes turning away from sin and turning to God.
Yeah.
But the experience of every Christian that I've had the opportunity to visit with, including myself, is at some point, after that initial flush of the joy of the Lord of being saved,
mm-hmm.
you kind of have to settle in to say, okay, this is it. I'm going to walk with the Lord and serve,
right.
serve Him.
That's exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah. The initial responsibility for that little baby back there again is for its parents to, the baby's parents, her parents, to put her in an environment where she can grow, to keep her somewhere where she can grow. We have a ceremony that we do in our church. It's not an ordinance, but it's a wave offering where the new parents bring their child forward and they wave the child before the Lord as a symbol of committing that child's life to God and the parents committing themselves to make sure, to nurture that,
right.
to make sure that's happening. And the reason I want to focus on that a little bit is because I remember I was saved on a Monday and I attended church on a Wednesday. And on that Wednesday yeah. evening, at the end of services, I had a drawing that the Lord was adding right. me to this church. As Paul said, I immediately did not consult with others
right.
regarding what I should do. I obeyed. I stood up and walked yes. forward. And that first act of obedience is so freeing.
Exactly.
And it puts you on a path to growth. But if you continue to resist
that'll become a
that
habit.
Obedience, then it's going to stymie. It's going to stifle your growth, right?
I think it's really important to create habits of a daily nature that will further your growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, Bible reading
yes.
and prayer are the ones that come to mind the most, but
mm-hmm.
also but the habit of obeying as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, where most people fail in trying to improve themselves is by setting a goal, and once they accomplish it, they kick back and say, I did it.
Got there.
But the real key to getting ahead and increasing in capability and blessings, really, in the Christian life is to establish processes that just bring you forward one step at a time, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I like to, looking at nature, you know, you see how God produces growth in different things. An oak tree starts out as a tiny acorn,
mm-hmm.
but little by little, I mean, 200 years later, it's this big around,
mm-hmm.
and it's just got that way one day at a time.
Yeah.
And it couldn't have gotten that way quickly,
yeah.
but because it grew slowly,
yeah.
passed through a lot of things. It's very strong.
Yeah. And when that oak tree began, you or I could have walked up to it when it was small and pushed it in a different direction.
Right, that's right.
We could have pushed it somewhere else and it wouldn't have grown straight and tall.
True.
So again, another analogy that's very important to understand. The newborn is very vulnerable. At the time of their birth, the newborn believer is vulnerable. That's why they need discipleship. They need that influence around their lives that's going to carry them in the right direction. As Brother Brian talked about this morning, the vector.
Yeah. Well, the church environment, that's the answer.
Yeah.
And you see, Jesus, you know, obviously instituted the church with that in mind, amongst other goals.
Yeah.
And that, if the church is doing what Jesus intended for it to do, it's not only meeting on Sunday morning presenting music and a message to make you feel good.
Yeah.
That doesn't cut it.
That's right.
What a church needs to do is to have people in it that will reach out and take a new Christian and instruct that Christian as to what the Christian life is, is supposed
exactly
to be.
Right.
The things that Brother John's been teaching us. Mm-hmm. The issues of salvation, so that a person can have assurance and be of their salvation and know the truth about what Christ did and the gospel, and to understand the responsibilities to grow and the things to do, as Brother Robert's talking about here, to continue to nurture oneself so that one can grow. But people don't get that.
Mm-mm.
People don't get that by just coming and getting pumped up on music and
that's right.
and a good feel good message. That they need some personal impact, some personal instruction.
Yeah.
And the Apostle Paul talked about that whenever he spoke to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2. He said, "The things that you have learned and heard of me, commit to faithful men."
Yeah.
And not that everybody is going to be an evangelist or have a crew of disciples around him, but everyone does need to have that opportunity to be instructed in God's word and begin their Christian life on a solid foundation of truth.
Yeah, that is critical to spiritual growth. Is being in an let's end with the process of growth here. Nutrition, the Word of God. The Word of God properly taught, properly delivered. Exercise. Brother John hit on this. I thought of James chapter 1 when it said, "Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye, Christian, may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing."
Right.
Okay. Exercise, nutrition, environment, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. We got to be in the right environment. So, just like in previous lessons, we've talked about the physical and the spiritual world and how they are comparable. Well, these are the comparable things in the spiritual world. The Word of God, the trying of our faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. I think that's true even after we're saved.
Right. Sure.
And then the right environment. So any final thoughts from either of you guys?
Well, I wrote down a little phrase that about concerning the experiences that we go through, which you mentioned are so important. Rough seas make good captains.
Ah, yeah.
And that's just a fact.
No doubt.
Very good. And I'd just like to end on the Romans chapter 13, verse 14.
Okay.
It says, "Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Put
ye on the Lord Jesus Christ." So in our life, we need to put Christ on as our model, our behavior, the one that we want to be like. But in order to bring that about, we've got to cut out the things that please the flesh.
That's right.
And set our hearts on Him.
He must increase, we must decrease. So, Brother Kennedy, lead us in a word of prayer and we'll be done.
Dear Father, thank you that we could come tonight and consider the issues of the Christian life. That the Christian life is not just a set of disciplines or ceremonies, but the Christian life is actually a life in which we begin at when we trust Christ and are born again. And then you, through your provision of your word and the church and your Holy Spirit, you nurture us to bring us along and you give the increase of growth.
That's right.
In our hearts and minds. So Father, we pray that this evening through the things that were presented by Brother John, the things we've talked about here, that you would encourage every person that's been within our hearing tonight to just yield themselves over to you, make it a point to take in your word, to make it a point to be faithful in church, to make it, to be faithful, to yield to the leadership of your Spirit, to be obedient, so that we can grow and be an effective ambassador for Christ. So we ask your blessing now, and we pray in Jesus' name.